Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren is talking with Felix Vega, who testifies that God is always taking me out of my comfort zone. Darren met Felix buying shoes at Larry's Shoes, and they have become good friends. When Felix left Larry's Shoes to work for CompUSA, he didn't even know how to hit the on button of a computer. The owner saw how Felix took care of customers and quickly made him manager. Felix tells Darren that the secret of his success is spending the first part of his day praising the Lord. Darren calls Felix an artist when it comes to people. You don't judge a man by how many people who serve him. You judge a man by how many people he serves. Now let's join the program.
We're ready to go for it today. Barb is not with me, but a very special friend of ours is here. I'll tell you, Felix Vega has been a real blessing to me, and I've been after him for a long time to come in and sit down behind the microphone. And Felix, welcome to Darren Live.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you here is you have such a marvelous testimony. And, you know, I work with people all the time that are challenged to change careers or change jobs or get a job, and many times they have locked themselves into a box, say, well, I don't know how to do anything else but what I'm doing. And I'll say, you know, I believe God will help you if you just trust Him.
Yes.
Now, you have changed jobs several times, haven't you?
Yes.
And God's always taken care of you, hasn't He?
God has always taken care of me, taking me out of my comfort zone, but He always has a better plan.
And it was scary.
Always scary.
Always scary.
Yes.
Well, you know, you shared with me that you had gone to college to become a geologist, and then you found the Lord, and He kind of changed your plan there.
Yes, He did.
But wherever you've been in the workplace, there's been a marvelous anointing on your life, and God has always promoted you. Am I saying that right?
That is correct.
You know, you were in the shoe business for how many years selling shoes?
18 years, two different types of shoe companies.
Two different companies.
Right.
Well, that's where I really met you. I stumbled into Larry's Shoes, and now I know it was a divine appointment out by Park Meadows. And you were very kind. You sold me very comfortable shoes. You always took good care of me, but I knew there was an anointing on your life. And you shared with me how God had promoted you within the company and how the store, seemingly because of your employment there, always became number one. Do I have that right?
You do have that right. God blessed each store that I was at.
Now, do you think management's aware of that? That they've got a guy, that there's something special about him?
Yes, they are aware of that because they see it, and it even baffles them sometimes.
So you've done very well in sales, and yet you weren't trained, so to speak, to be a salesman. Is that right?
That's correct. Wasn't trained to be a salesman. Really, even the position that I hold right now requires a 4-year degree. But because of the Lord, I mean, I am in that position right now.
So they're making an exception.
They do make an exception.
You know, that's one thing I try to get through to people all the time. Listen, don't worry about the corporate deal. If they want you, they'll get you, and they will promote you, and they will take care of you.
Yes, they do.
Is that right?
That is so true.
Well, when you left the shoe business and you went to work for CompUSA, primarily what does CompUSA sell?
Computers, 100%, and all the services that go with it.
Okay. Tell me how, and I already know this, so it's a leading question, but how much did you know about computers when you went to work for CompUSA?
I didn't even know where the on button was on a computer.
I think that's funny. You didn't even know. So it was really a strange deal. It was a new territory for you.
Totally new, yes.
And they put you in corporate sales?
They hired me through a regional manager that knew me, and they hired me to handle 250 accounts. And I was actually dealing with people that knew ins and outs about setting up networks and computers, and very intelligent men. And it was my job to give them solutions and to show them or tell them exactly what they needed.
So we say you didn't know sicker.
And I didn't even know nothing. Right.
Now, why did this regional manager of this company, CompUSA, which is a big company, how many stores do they have?
256 stores nationwide.
Why did this person want you to come to work for them?
He saw the ability, the way that I took care of customers. And I worked very hard. I work unto the Lord, so every minute of my day is very important because it's unto the Lord. And I want to give Him the glory for everything that I do. And He saw that work ethic.
So He wanted you in his company.
He'd ask me for about 3 years before, once a year.
Once a year.
Yes. And he's one of few that would ask me.
And you had several after you.
I had several people in charge of companies that would come visit me in Denver and ask me to work for them.
Yeah, and you'd met them selling them shoes.
That's correct.
Is that right? You know, I think that is a great testimony that if we work as unto the Lord, and how do you set up your day? And I know you do that.
Yes.
You do it specifically.
Every day before I start the day, I do give Him glory and honor. I praise Him for who He is. And I really use all day long the Lord's Prayer as an outline. So I give Him glory and honor. I praise Him every day. And I say, Lord, Your kingdom come and Your will be done in my life this day. And Lord, I choose to forgive those who sin against me. And I just use the Lord's Prayer, and I pray that all day long.
And sometimes you get a customer that's unhappy, and they're cussing mad, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. And it's very key for me to walk in forgiveness before the day even starts. Because what will happen is people are stressed out because their computers are their life, as they would say.
I have been there.
Yes.
You know, crazy things, you got to have them, and you can't fix them. Don't know what to do.
Right, and it's always my fault, you know, CompUSA or mine personally, and they come in there very steaming mad, and they say things that I know they regret, but it's very easy to take that personal. But if I choose to forgive before the day starts, then it's easy to forgive them, and then I can pray for them instead of being offended by them.
So then you don't take it personally.
That's correct.
Well, I tell you, I think that's awesome. Now, how has God blessed you? I understand there was a shakeup in the business, and they closed the part of the business that you
were
in.
3 months into CompUSA, the company did a restructure, and they got rid of 400-plus positions at CompUSA, and they restructured the whole company. And the general manager of the building, or of that particular CompUSA, said, Felix, we're getting rid of all these other people, but I want to keep you. And he made a position for me on the retail side. So God knew that the corporate side wasn't for me, but God, you know, stretched my faith, and I took that into...
So you're really a people person, aren't you?
I'm a people person, and I was stuck in a cubicle those first 3 months and wasn't very happy. I mean, it wasn't me, but God knew that. But God used that to open the door for me to get into the retail side of CompUSA.
So now you're in retail selling computers, and you don't know what you're doing.
That's correct.
Now, how could that possibly work out?
Well, you know, there is a learning curve there, and I know a little bit now, but there are people around me that are very knowledgeable, and I use their ability, but my gift is to touch people.
You know, I've watched you on the sales floor many times, and I have to tell you this, I believe you're an artist out there. You're not a technician, you're an artist with people. And you handling so many things. I mean, you'll be talking to somebody, you get interrupted, you take that, you take a call, and it looks to me like you handle everybody, whether they're buying a $10 item or several $1,000 item, you kind of give them the same respect.
That's right. There's a saying that we talked about, and so not so much scriptural, but it is what Jesus would do. But you don't judge a man by how many people serve him, but you judge a man by how many people he serves. And my job where I work is to serve people.
So I do know, just of watching, knowing a little bit about you, you're pretty tough as a manager, and yet you're compassionate.
That's right. I expect excellence.
How do you get that out of people that don't even know Jesus? Because a lot of your salespeople don't know the Lord.
No,
right?
They don't. And, what I do is they know that I fear the Lord. They know that I have great ethics, and they know that I wouldn't ask them to do something that I wouldn't do myself. So it's by example, just like Jesus led by example. And when I ask them to clean the restrooms, they will do it because I've cleaned the restrooms many times, even as the manager.
So show them by example.
That's right.
You know, one of the things I think, and I'd like to get this through to our listening audience today, is that You're never outnumbered. You're never out of position if you have Jesus.
That's right.
And he can put you in this squirrely world. And I think, you know, retail would be really hard for me because of the hours you have to put in.
Right.
You know, many times you work late in the evenings. You have to work weekends and all this kind of stuff. And yet you've turned that into a position, a platform of victory rather than a challenge that gets you down.
That's right. No woe is me. It's God gets the glory, and he has me there for a reason. And when you understand that God has you where you're at working for a reason, he gets the glory, and he orchestrates everything for you.
Are you making the company money?
Yes.
That's a pretty straight answer.
That's a straight answer, yes.
And you know, if you're going to be there, you have to make the company money. They've got to make a profit
to
stay in business.
Or I wouldn't have a job.
Right. So they're paying your salary out of profits, right?
Yes.
What would you say to the persons out there? They're kind of lost. Maybe they lost a good job with great benefits. They're kind of floundering, looking around. What would your advice be to them if they came to you and say, Felix, how do you do it? How does it work?
First of all, you definitely go to the Lord in prayer, and you ask the Lord to direct you. And you know, the Lord will direct you, and he will guide you. And sometimes you can't put God in a box. I mean, I would have never dreamed working for a computer store, but I was listening to the Lord, and I heard his voice, and he said, that's where I want you to be. And it may not be what you think it is, but God will use that for his glory. And sometimes when you take yourself out of it, that's when God will bless it.
So, question, did you have to humble yourself to go to work in this environment where you're kind of out of control, you don't really know what you're doing?
Yes, I did. In fact, even...
Did I say that right? You didn't know what you're doing?
I didn't know what I was doing. Even when I went to the CompUSA to visit it, you know, at that time they were even having... They had Playboy software and things like that. And I was like, Lord, how can I work for this company when they're involved in this kind of stuff? So in the natural, in my flesh, there was no way I could work for this company. But the Lord says, yes, I want you to work for this company.
They still have Playboy?
No.
I see. So there have been some changes.
There has been some spiritual changes there, yes.
Well, you know, I think I would say to you, and let me ask you so I don't put words in your mouth, but are there $50,000 jobs out there for people that have never been in a certain field before?
Yes, there is. Even the position I have requires a four-year college degree. I have 2 years without a degree. So I got a high school degree, and I went 2 years to college, but didn't get a degree.
So you don't have an MBA, you don't have a marketing degree.
No, nothing like that.
Haven't been in high sales.
No.
And yet they're using you.
Yes, they are.
And you're making the company money.
Yes.
You know, Felix, I think this is exactly the testimony I wanted to share with people. Because we hear people bellyache and lay down and say, there's no hope for me. Look at all the downsizing. My 401k is gone. You know, my company, it doesn't exist anymore. I've been, you know, I'm out to pasture and I don't have any place to go. Do you buy that story?
No, I don't. Even you know, the computer industry is down. There's been a lot of people out there that are very technical that do not have jobs. And as we were talking earlier at breakfast time, my store, they opened up another computer store literally 2 or 3 miles away, and we knew it was coming for about 7-8 months. And they were saying, well, you know, you're going to lose 5% of your sales because of this store. I'm also right on the corner of Highway I-25 and Colorado. All that construction there was supposed to take about another 10% of my business. But when the store, the Lord is actually bless the store more above and beyond what they can even comprehend. When they opened up that other computer store, our sales went up.
So this is a competitor.
It is a
competitor.
Now,
they're selling the same brands.
The exact same thing.
Okay.
And our store actually is making more money now. And also, when they did the construction, our store hasn't lost a step.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So they're like,
because
amazing.
You know, they've changed. You know, we came through there this morning after breakfast. They've changed the exits on Interstate 25 from Colorado Boulevard, and it was an absolute mess when we were there this morning.
Sure,
in fact,
was.
We had to do a U-turn because
right.
we would have been late to get here to do the show. And yet, your store has been blessed, even with all of that carnage going on.
That's right. If you look at it in the physical, you'd say, "How is this store surviving?" But the Lord is good.
Okay. What would you say to the person that's listening to us today, or maybe they have a friend, they're out of work, been out of work for a while, They bought the lie that just aren't any jobs out there, no positions out there, business is down, business is bad, everything's terrible, the country's going to war. What would you say to these people?
I would say that the Lord can do anything. Nothing's impossible with Him. And all these companies are looking for people with integrity. They're looking for people with good work ethic. They're not looking for ability. They're not looking for knowledge. They're looking for people that are willing to work. And I myself, when I interview somebody, I'm looking for integrity. I'm not looking for knowledge. I'm not looking for...
You're not necessarily looking for experience in your
field,
are
you? I'm not looking for experience.
So you're looking... How do you know if a person has integrity when you're interviewing them?
You know, it's amazing. When a person walks in and they're in blue jeans and a shirt tucked out and they maybe have a baseball cap, for some reason, you know, they're just not ready for the job. Somebody comes in nice slacks, pressed shirt, maybe a tie and a jacket. You know what? I'll make it a point to interview every person that comes into my store like that.
You really, really go out of your way to grab that person has integrity, that has character.
Right. And that's the first thing that you see, because you see that they're there with a purpose. Then when I interview them, I see how their life is. You know, I ask them things about themselves. And you can learn very quickly where somebody's at.
So you're looking for the character and the integrity issues.
That's right.
You know, that ought to be a basic thing with all Christians. We ought to have that. We also ought to have a good work ethic. And again, I say, and I know it may sound like a corny illustration, but we need to stick out like a sore thumb in a work environment because of those things.
Right. You know, when people see a Christian, they should think that, you know, those are people with integrity. Those are people that will work hard. And we should have the advantage when we go into a work environment, because Christianity, we are called to a higher call.
What about facing the fear of change? You know, and I meet that with people all the time. I say, well, all I know how to do is this, or I haven't been educated to do anything. I didn't have the advantage of a rich dad, so I didn't get to go to college. Oh, and yet they've got to feed themselves and their family and put a roof over their head and so on. In other words, they have to have a job that pays some money.
Yes, they do.
What would you tell them in terms of getting a job and maybe changing their mindset? What would you say to them?
I would say you have to really just trust the Lord. I mean, just like our fathers, you know, He told them to pick everything up and go. And they were going into a land that they had no idea what was in that land. And they trusted the Lord, and it was counted unto them as faith.
You know, I think about your deal. You were not prepared to do what you're doing now, right?
Right.
And to take a man that doesn't know anything about computers and say, go sell computers, is really kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
It's silly.
And they're grooming you now to be a manager of one of their stores.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Right.
And what might some of the sales figures be for a store if you get to be a manager, which you will be?
What do you mean by sales figures? I guess
like what would gross sales be in a year? If that's not inside information,
You know, our particular store is ranked about 26th in the company, in the top 25%. There's 256 stores. You're talking a store like that will do $30 million in sales.
So they're going to trust you to manage a store running that kind of volume.
Yes, yes.
When 4 years ago you didn't even know how to turn on a computer,
that's correct?
Right?
And, you know, God is so good, because I started with a company that did $600,000 a year when I first started working in the shoe business. Went to a company that did about, each store did about $5 million a year. And now I'm going to be in charge of a store that does $30 million plus a year.
And you can do that with confidence?
I can do that with confidence.
That so blesses me, Felix. I gotta tell you. See, I know that we're talking to people out there, and I hope, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview with you is I hope the Holy Spirit is giving them a good old sound kick in the fanny and say, get off your crying box and go out there and try.
That's right.
You know, I've said to some people, if you have to start at McDonald's, you'd be the best hamburger flipper there's ever been.
That's right.
And you one day might own one of those franchises.
And you hear stories where that actually does happen.
Absolutely. You know, let's just take that for example a minute. You know, quite a few of the McDonald's people I know, if the corporation wants to expand, they give that person, that individual owner, first rights to buy that franchise down the road.
Right.
Well, now, if they had six of those, for example, and I know of some that have had those, who are they going to have manage those stores?
That's right.
Probably the guy that's done a good job for them would probably say, you know, I'm looking down the street here, and, you know, here's Chucky. He's been with me for 5 years. He knows everything about this operation. I'm going to put him down there as manager.
That's
and
right.
And then if Chucky wakes up one day and says, you know, I'd like to own one of these things. Well, that's the way it works, isn't it?
That's correct.
Come right up through the ranks.
That's right. I'm a manager. Our store has 7 managers. I'm second in command right now. So I have 5 other managers that work underneath me. And
how many total employees?
50-plus employees in this one store.
Right.
And I put into managed positions people who I can trust, people who are dependable, show up on time, and people that I can trust when I give them a job to do. I don't have to follow behind them and make sure it's done. I don't babysit them.
You know, I've seen you do this on the floor, but you've empowered people to do their job.
That's right. What I do, everybody in my store, I empower them to have responsibility. And I don't want somebody coming to me on a silly question. You know, this customer had something and it's defective and it only cost them $10. Just take care of the customer. You have the empowerment to do that.
So they don't have to run you down and let you make a $10 decision.
That's right.
You know, I think that's an awesome way to manage. But I do believe this. We are getting through to our listening audience to say, and I honestly hope this is bringing some conviction to some people that have used all kinds of excuses of why I can't find a job. There are all kinds of jobs out there. Am I right?
That's right.
You're in the corporate world. I'm over here, you know, as a minister of the gospel. Of course, you're a minister with a different platform. But are you telling me there's all kinds of jobs out there?
There's lots of jobs out there.
Have you ever heard managers talk, you know, away from the sales floor saying, boy, it's hard to find good people?
Yes. Sometimes it is tough. I mean, we probably get 15 applications a day, and we don't hire that many people. But when somebody comes in, like I said, and they stick out, I definitely try to make room for those people in my building.
Because you know there's going to be an opening.
That's right.
You know, I hope we're getting through the message here that if we follow the godly principles and we have good work ethic, that means, you mentioned one thing, being on time.
Right.
And I'm amazed at the number of people that are very slack when it comes to the clock. You know, of course,
right.
In radio, you're either there or you're not there. And if you're not there, why, you know, what do? They're going to play music or have dead air.
Right.
I mean, you show up right away, but, you know, that's one thing my dad really pounded into me. You don't be late.
Right.
And you're there on time. You got to be on time. What are some other things that you look for that are character issues you see among your employees?
I ask them things about their personal life when I'm interviewing them, just to see where they're at. You know, I had a past that wasn't pleasing unto the Lord, but you know, the Lord has changed me, so I don't use that as a judge. But I see where they're at today, and character is key. I mean, that's what I really look for, is character in people, work ethics.
When you see a person that you think someday you want to promote, what is that person doing that lets you know that one day they could be a manager?
When they work without me telling them. If I see somebody standing around all the time, just talking, not showing any initiative, not taking ownership of the building, then I know that that's probably somebody I don't want to manage my people. But if I see somebody that takes initiative, does things without me having to tell them. They see a laptop bag laying on the middle of the floor. They pick it up. They see a piece of paper. They pick it up. They say hi to every customer. They don't run and hide from customers.
In other words, they care about the appearance of the store.
They care about the appearance of the store, and they take ownership
and what,
of the store.
They're concerned.
They're concerned.
Acting like an owner.
They're acting like an owner.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Brother Felix, we got about 5 minutes left. What would you really like to say to people? You must have a burden burning in your heart.
I would like to say to people that just trust the Lord and work unto the Lord. I know every minute of the day, I really count it as the Lord's minute. So when I find myself wasting time, I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I need to get busy. And that just starts happening naturally, and then it becomes a habit. And as you just work unto the Lord and you say, Lord, this is unto you, you find yourself doing things that the people around you are not doing.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Now, you talk about your family being intercessors for you, and you told me rather humorous story, a dog story about when
Yes.
you were selling shoes. Do you mind sharing that?
Sure. This happened when I was with Larry Shoes. And Larry Shoes had a contest, or actually Hush Puppy had a contest.
Hush Puppy Shoes.
Hush Puppy Shoes, and there was 10 stores at the time, and they said the top salesperson of each store is going to get their name put in a hat, and then they're going to draw one name, and that person is going to win a Basset Hound. They're, you know, their emblem.
We're talking about a dog.
We're talking about a dog. Okay. Well, I wasn't too keen on having a dog, but my four kids, they heard about the contest, and they were praying every day. This was a 30-day contest. And every day I come home, they say, "Dad, we've been praying about it. What's going on?" And I would say, "Well..."
Yeah, how many hush puppies did you sell,
how many
right?
hush puppies did you sell? And I say, "You know, I only sold like one or two. I really, to be honest with you, wasn't trying. I didn't have a desire to have a dog." But my kids prayed 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, I was number one in the store in hush puppy sales. And then, lo and behold, guess what happened? They drew my name, and our family was blessed with a $650 dog.
$650. That's because the kids were praying, right?
That's because the kids were praying, not because of Dad.
Well, I think that's a wonderful story. And you know, when we involve our children, and I know you and your wife are teaching your children the ways of the Lord, and you're homeschooling. Do I have that right?
You have that right.
And your wife is right in there plugging with you. In fact, it was interesting to me that when you were in trouble over those hot checks, your wife went with you
to see the district attorney,
right?
That's right.
So this could have been a really serious deal.
Right. And you know what's comforting is to know that every day I'm at work, my wife is at home praying for me, and my kids are at home praying for me. And when I come home, they still hug me, and they ask me how my day was and all the numbers that are involved with CompUSA.
Is that right?
That's right.
They're part of the deal.
It's part of their deal.
Would you pray for these people that are listening today that may be discouraged, that may be unemployed? We've only got a little over a minute left. Would you mind praying
sure.
for them?
Lord, we just thank you that we can come before you, and we thank you that you're a merciful God and a gracious God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would just touch the lives of everyone listening to this broadcast, that you would just minister to them, and that you would give them faith to trust you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that you would give them the strength to get out of their comfort zone and give them the strength to trust in you. And I thank you, Father, that you would open doors that need to be open, and that you would even shut doors that need to be shut, but that you would just let them be in the right places at the right time. Give them divine connections with people that they would work for. And Lord, just give them vision and direction. And we give you glory and honor for opening these doors. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, folks, we're telling you straight out, you don't need to sit around unemployed. Go out there. God has a job for you. So I say, go for it.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy